talking Central Coast wines with Doug Frost, a master sommelier and master of wines.
Well, I certainly came here hoping to find some good Zin. Honestly, I wasn't that pleased with the Zins. Cabernet, I expect to be big and, you know, juicy and powerful. I had some good Cab and some good Cab blends. But the two top, you know, if you will, category winners, the Albarino and the Torrigo, were both very good. I drink a lot of Albarino. I actually consult for the Spanish wine industry, and as I do for the Portuguese wine industry. So I know those grapes really well. The Albarino was very good, but the Torrigo, frankly, was at a whole different level. I know the Albarino was the favorite of the group, but they were wrong. You know, that's what wine tasting's all about. They're wrong. I'm right. What's the problem here?
Torrigo, a Portuguese varietal. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's probably my favorite thing about this, why I really want to write about this wine immediately, is that typically, if you ask somebody who knows a lot about Torrigo in Portugal, they'll say, well, the hallmark of Torrigo is Esteva. Esteva is a rock rose that grows along the vineyards, along the vines, along the walls that close off the vineyards. And it has this kind of dried rose petal, sort of a potpourri kind of smell. And that's the hallmark to most people of great Torrigo. And it's supposed to come from the Esteva, the rock rose. Well, guess what? There ain't no rock rose on Ken Volk's Torrigo. It's got plenty of that dried rose petal to it. I've seen the same thing in Portugal as well, where you get that aroma whether or not the rock rose is there. Maybe the rock rose makes it, you know, more intense, but it's one of those hallmarks. Now, other than that, you expect it to be a big, powerful wine with a lot of plum, a lot of cherry, kind of a mix between black and red. And when it